When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jets lose 19-9. We went through the specifics of it, but after the game, I played in the first hour, Garrett Wilson, kind of at a loss for words when talking about why he wasn't as involved. And, you know, here's another clip from Garrett Wilson. Basically said he felt like he could have gotten more targets early on.
I take a lot of pride in being open, running routes, finding the area in the zone, the spot in the zone. Knowing what's going to come on certain downs, and put my best foot forward, and then see how it plays out. That's all I can really do. That's all I can do.
Yeah, so he also posted on Instagram a story basically just saying, why I'm not good with the 5-yard. Like, you think I'm cool with this 5-yard catch?
I saw that.
Shake it, take it to the crib.
I think people have been critical that when he gets the ball in his hands, he does a lot of dancing.
Yep.
And I think his point was like, I'm trying to bust a big play instead of just, catch it and go down.
The only thing that's interesting about this is you're talking about more targets early in the games. That's what you just said, correct?
Correct.
So their first drive, and this is where, is he being selfish? Or is it about winning? Their first drive is 14 plays, 99 yards, resulted in a touchdown. I wouldn't give a damn if I was targeted or not. We just went down the field and went 99 yards and scored.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The next drive ended, the fourth down play, fine. The drive after that is 15 plays that took 9 minutes. Now it was a field goal. I get it. It wasn't a touchdown. Like, those are your first half like, that's it. Those are the three possessions you had. So you're worried about your targets in the first half when you had two of the longest sustained drives of the season of any team this league has seen this year that resulted in, should have been maybe 14 points. They got 9, should have been 10. They missed the extra point. But you got points on two of them. You had the lead and were worried about early game targets. So is it about me or is it about succeeding, because they were succeeding when he wasn't getting the targets in the first half?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. And he doesn't strike me as not a team guy.
I'm not saying he is.
I think lot of his frustration is because they've done a lot of losing since he's been here. I think also he's being asked the questions because I know people that covered the team were making the point throughout the game that he doesn't seem involved in what they're doing. And
right, but
ultimately they scored 9, should have been 10 fine. Points. Like, that leads you to believe that there's room for more offensively.
I'm going by what he just said about early game targets. Well, that wasn't an issue for them. They didn't need to be jamming the ball down his throat because they had two drives that took up almost 20 minutes of game action. Yes, could have resulted in 14 points instead of 9. But for God's sakes, the offense was humming along pretty good in that first half. Now, you want to make the case in the second half when we couldn't get out of our own way? Fair. But even that first drive of the third quarter was 15 plays that ended up on the fourth down play where they didn't score.
This is pure speculation and me just trying to read the room, read the tea leaves. I'd imagine that it's been a little difficult for him since Devontae Adams has come aboard.
Absolutely.
And we all talked about
that.
That's
exactly what it is.
And look, I get that. That's Rodgers' guy. Fine. They were trying to fix it on the fly. We don't have to go through all of that again. But here's a young, ascending wide receiver who feels like he wants to be part of the solution, the answer here. And I think he's feeling like I'm kind of becoming a little bit more of an afterthought in this offense as long as Aaron Rodgers is here. Whether he's right or wrong, I mean, that's, we could debate that.
Well, it's either Rodgers or Adams or both.
Yeah, I think he's not really sure where he stands right now with this team and this organization.
Let me ask
especially
you this.
As the longer this goes and all of a sudden, we got to give him a contract extension, there's question marks
prior
about that.
Prior to Devontae Adams, and I don't know the answer, I'm asking you, would you say that he did not have the most targets on this team? And I don't know the answer to that.
I'm sure he did.
Right, so that would answer your question, that not an afterthought, but all of a sudden you become 1A or receiver 2. Because and that was a conversation we had when Devontae Adams was brought here, and he was asked those questions about.
I think it's a different conversation.
There you go.
Okay, I think it's a different conversation had they won more games this year. I think that's really what this comes down to. He sees a team that's now 4-11 and feels like there's more meat on the bone.
And did I just see that graphic right on CBS Sports Network?
Fourth in targets?
In the NFL?
Yes. Well, we just said Malik Nabers is first in targets in the NFL. So
I know, but we're not talking about Malik Nabers not being happy with the amount of
crappy teams that are playing from behind and having to throw the football a lot. That's part of it as well.
I think with what CeeLo was alluding to, it's the fact that since Adams has gotten here, he has been clear cut, not even 1A. He's been number two and even at times number three with what they...
turn your mic on and talk.
Well, because, Jerry, they were giving you the bad teams thing. CeeDee Lamb is two. Cowboys are not great, but close to 500. And Ja'Marr Chase is third.
Okay.
So another team, one game under 500.
I mean, look, I don't want to make it sound... I mean, yesterday maybe is the outlier. And like Jerry said, there were some long drives, not a ton of possessions. Like, I mean, he's still... The targets are what they are. And I'm looking at his game log here. I mean, there's been plenty of them. I think he just... It's even less about targets, but feeling like... He should be making more of an impact game to game. And some of that is
because
his responsibility.
He's not the guy.
Well, and again, I think it's going to next year as well. If Rodgers and Davante Adams are coming back, is Garrett Wilson going to sit through then an entire 17-game season where he is clear-cut number two because Rodgers' buddy is the only guy that he feels quote-unquote comfortable with? Oh, I can't throw... Mike Williams ran the wrong... I can't throw him the ball anymore. I can't throw the ball to anybody except for Davante Adams and Alan Lazard because nobody understands my brain and what I want to do when Rodgers has sucked this year. He has been the problem. Aaron Rodgers has not played well enough. So then guys like Garrett Wilson now have to complain about not getting targets because he doesn't have that chemistry.
He's got the fourth most in the NFL.
Yeah, but
fourth most.
Well, he should be getting more.
Oh, my God.
He's as good, if not better, of a receiver.
Based on what? Everybody talks about Garrett Wilson being the next Jerry Rice. Based on what exactly? Please tell me. I'd love to know.
Some of the catches he's made in double coverage, that absurd touchdown catch he had in the first game last year against the Bills. A lot with Zach Wilson throwing him the football.
I got a little secret for you. A lot of these guys in the NFL can make really great catches in double coverage.
All right.
It's true.
I hear you. I get your point. You're not wrong. But I will go back to what Aaron Rodgers wanted to tell everybody about Garrett Wilson since he's gotten here. Really special. Think he could be a guy.
So the same thing about
Brees
Hall.
Could be the next guy like a Davante Adams. And now Adams is here.
Guys, I'm not saying he's not a good receiver. What I'm saying is this notion that he's not getting the ball thrown to him enough. What do you want him to do yesterday? They had two unbelievable drives. I mean,
I can't get excited about a game in which they scored nine.
It is what it is. They're not good.
That fourth down play, Rodgers threw it one on one with Davante Adams, and it got tipped away. I forget, it was Kobe Durant, I think, is the Rams corner. One on one. I don't know. Maybe look Garrett Wilson's way.
Let me say it to this way, Jerry. And again, it's one game. I don't want to make too much out of one game. So yesterday, hey, Adams had the touchdown. Hey, 7 catches, 68 yards, and a score. Rodgers throwing to Adams yesterday was 7 of 13 for 68 yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that?
Not great.
Okay. Throwing to Garrett Wilson, 6 of 7, 54 yards. Now, a lot of it was late, fine, window dressing, but it's just like Adams is here. He's drawing a lot of attention, but it's not like last week, different story. They killed it against Jacksonville. He had multiple huge plays. But yesterday, it did feel like, especially after he threw the touchdown to get to 499 for his career, Rodgers, it almost felt like he wanted to force it to Adams the rest of the way.
Yep, for 500.
Maybe I'm looking into things, and that's overstating.
You could be very right.
And
about
to go
that.
Back to something I said earlier, and this is just my sense, I don't think a lot of these guys like Aaron Rodgers. So I think Garrett Wilson is extremely frustrated that he went from Zach Wilson to, hey, Rodgers is coming in, future Hall of Famer. This is going to be great. And here we are with the same crap and nonsense. They stink. They're a losing football team. They're not winning games.
Four
and he's
11.
Frustrated.